Okay, so we're going to start this week flexibly sitting. And if you can sit on the floor with your legs out in front of you, so not cross-legged, but your legs out in front of you. So take a moment and notice what that feels like. So for many of us, sitting cross-legged is more comfortable than sitting with your legs out in front of you. And so take a moment and notice how your legs are placed on the floor, whether they're straight or there's a bend in your knee. Remember, there's no judgment, it's just a notice. Whether you feel that the weight is even underneath both your thighs and both your calves, and the weight underneath your heels. And then look to know or feel to notice your support in your pelvis under your sitting bones on the ground. Again, if they're equally weighted or there's weight more on one side than the other side. And then pay attention to the connection from your tailbone, from your pelvis, all the way up to your head. And notice the alignment. So is your back, are you set up so that your shoulders are right over your pelvis? Are you set up that your shoulders are a little bit forward or a little bit backward? And how rounded is your back? So you could be in a way that your back is a little bit behind your pelvis, or you could be that your back is a little bit front of your pelvis, or you could be set up right on top. And that will change over time. So just notice where you are and how much work there is in your lower back to stay in that place. And then notice your shoulders. So are they rounded forward? Are they set back? How are they set up? And then pay attention to your head. So how is your head aligned over your tailbone? And do you notice if you're set up that your head is sort of neutral? And what does that mean, neutral? So that your neck is not too extended up or your chin is not too tucked down. And you could just feel that the back of your neck is at its natural length. Sometimes we sit and we're like this, especially if we're on the computer, we have our head jutted forward, and then of course you have to have your shoulders rounded to do that. So just notice that setup for you now, and how your legs are not only situated, but how they're rotated one way or the other way. And then slowly turn and look over one shoulder, sense how you do that. And turn and look over the other shoulder and sense how you do that. Okay. Then stay seated for a moment. Just feel your breath moving in and out. And then let yourself rest on your back. Those of you with glasses may want to put them to the side. And get any head support that you need to be comfortably on your back. And now notice where your legs are. And feel that any work that you may be doing to keep them in that configuration of having long legs. And just notice the movement. If you did a little movement with one leg at a time, just do two movements of just rotating your leg a little bit inward and outward. Just one at a time, just a couple of times, not a lot. Just to feel the range of motion and the ease of movement. Okay, and then let that go and pause. So please bend your knees and stand your feet. And please gently lift, bring both your knees into the air. So lift both your knees towards your chest. And bring your arms between your legs to catch the arches of each foot. So the inside arches of each foot. Your knees are between your legs. Your arms are between your legs. And hold the outside arches of each foot. That's it. And have your finger with your thumb. And if you can't hold the outside arch, you hold whatever part of your foot that you can't hold. So your arms are inside. And just do a little movement, the beginning movement of very gently just lifting your legs and straightening them toward the air, toward the ceiling. That's it. Just to see how you do it. A little bit of lift and then come back down. So how do you do this as we start? What's the ability of your hamstrings to lengthen and to straighten your legs? Now, of course, you can lift your head to help you if you want to. That's it. Now, just switch it so that you bring your knees in between your arms, so your arms are outside. So your knees are between both your arms, and you're going to hold the outside, hold the arches of your feet. So lift your knees towards the ceiling again and do the same thing. And just see what it's like to lengthen your legs. That's it. Okay, just once or twice and then let that go and rest for a moment. So we're going to look at how we do that kind of a movement and how we can make it lighter and easier. So please keep your feet standing and now just lift your right leg into the air, and straight as you can in the direction of the ceiling. And take your right hand and take your right hand and slide it from your pelvis on the outside of your legs. Start at your hip and start to slide it a little bit upward along your leg, along the outside of your leg. Now, pay attention to the kind of touch that you use. So think about using the whole hand, not just your fingertips. So the palm of your hand, the whole contour of your hand. And just think about as you slide your hand up, you're imagining that you're going to feel those muscle fibers along the length of your leg, the back of your leg, the side of your leg. So those hamstring muscles, you're going to start to imagine you can feel those fibers. And what you're going to be doing is just very gently sliding your hand on as if that you were going to you were going to actively lengthen them. Slide as far as you can go easily. And just as you come, when you come back down, you pause and start a new movement. So remember, we talked about the reversibility of the movements last week. How do you reverse this movement of bringing your hand down and then bringing it back up again? Okay, now, just bring your left hand and place your left hand behind your head. And now do the same movement with your right hand, but this time use your left hand to help you lift your head, to help you do this movement. So you lift your head as you slide your hand along your right leg. So start again at your pelvis, at your hip, like right at the floor, where your pelvis meets the ground. Start there and then slide upward. That's it. Really feeling that you really can feel. You use your hand, the touch is important, how you really glide your hand along your leg. And pause when you come down. So you lift your head, you slide your hand, you come back down, you pause. Remember last week we talked about sinking into the movement as you return. So really letting yourself feel what it feels like to return the movement, come down, and then pause before you do another one. So you're sliding your hand as far as you can to keeping it comfortable without making any effort. So not so much the front of your leg, but more try the back of your leg and the side of your leg, the outer side of your leg. Nice. When are you going to inhale and when are you going to exhale? Where does it, what makes most sense? Okay, and then let it go, please, and rest. So if you've got your legs long as you're resting, notice the difference, if there is a difference yet, between one leg and the other. If your feet are standing, you can actually feel the support of your foot on the floor and see if that's changed at all. So please bend your knees again, stand your feet. Again, bring your right leg toward the ceiling. This time place your right hand behind your head. Lift your right leg up and let your left hand now slide in the same place that your right hand just did. So again, it's the outside. So you're going to reach across your body to slide along the outside of that right leg with your left hand. And use your right hand to help you lift your head so that it helps you reach there. And notice what each shoulder does. How does one shoulder lift? What happens with the other shoulder? How far up your leg can you go to comfortably without rushing? And really just feeling your breath, how you inhale and how you exhale. So when does it make sense to exhale? As you lengthen your arm up or when it comes down? It's very gently, just going from the bottom, from the hip all the way up. Okay, please leave that alone now and rest for a moment. So what do you sense during your rest? So you might start to pay attention during these moments of rest, not only to your legs, but to your back and your rib cage and your shoulders. And where your breath moves into and out of. Just gently roll your head a little bit from one side to the other. Notice if there's a difference in how your head rolls right compared to how your head rolls left. And then rest. So please again, stand your feet, bend your knees and stand your feet. Lift your right leg into the air again, toward the ceiling. Put your left hand behind your head. And now let your left hand help you lift your head as your right hand slides along the inside edge of your right leg. So again, from start of your pelvis, from where your pelvis meets your leg, all the way up in the inside of your leg. From between your legs. Notice where your standing left foot is. So pay attention to how it's connected to the floor, how your knee is supported over your foot. And when you lift your head, which way do you lift your head? So do you lift straight or do you lift a little bit to the side? Which way, where does that elbow move to? Do you inhale or do you exhale as you lift your head and lengthen your hand up your leg, slide your hand up your leg? What makes the most sense? And how is it to slide your hand along the inside part of your leg compared to the outside part? Can you still get a sense of feeling those muscle fibers? Feeling how you move up your leg. Do you exhale as you lift your head or do you exhale as you come back down? Can you really feel the momentary pause when you come back down before beginning a new movement, before starting again to slide your head? Okay, please let that go again and pause for a moment and rest. So please again, stand both your feet. Lift your right leg toward the ceiling. And now place both your hands, one on either side of your leg, and start to slide both your hands very gently upward along your leg, but and lift your head to help you. So just, you can let your hands really explore all parts of your leg. You can go in the back, you can go on the side. Just sort of feeling how each hand explores. And as you lift your head, do you lift both your shoulders as well, or are you just lifting your neck? When you come down, pause again before you make another movement. So you're very gently lifting up and coming back down. How high up your leg can you go to comfortably? And what do you do with your eyes? Where do your eyes go to follow or lead the movement of your hands? Do you slide equally with both hands? Do you feel the sensation the same with both hands underneath your leg underneath both your hands? And use a touch that really feels that you can, so it's not just sort of a tickly touch, but it's really a touch that you can feel that you're trying to talk to the muscle fibers and you're really trying to lengthen them from your pelvis all the way up. So of course it's different groups of muscles. It would be your hamstrings and your thigh and then other muscles again underneath your calves. And just notice how you do that. Nice. Okay, leave it alone for a moment and rest. So these motions of using your hands along your legs is an interesting way of sort of quote-unquote lengthening your hamstrings. And it's not the same as stretching your hamstrings. We're more looking at how we can look to lengthen those muscle fibers very gently and very fluidly. So again, notice how two sides of yourself rest on the ground. And please stand both your feet again. Lift your right leg again toward the ceiling. So this time, hold your right ankle with your right hand. So bring your right hand to hold your right ankle. And it might be that you have to bend your knee a little bit, that's fine. So you could bring your knee inside, your hand inside your knee. That's it, like you did at the very beginning. No, not your knee, your hand. So bend your knee, that's it. And then just grab your ankle or your lower foot. That's it, good, okay. And take your left hand now and start to slide your left hand over your right hand and along the length of your whole foot. So along your foot, along your whole leg, past over your right hand, so not just over your hand, but over your leg, and see if you can start to lengthen your leg toward the ceiling and start to reach the sole of your foot, the ankle, the heel, your toes. So you're trying to really get more than just your leg, but now trying to get to your foot, the sole of your foot, the front of your foot. So you can do it from the inside, from the outside, from behind, from in front, along your heel, along the sole of your foot. So anywhere you can touch the sole of your foot. You're trying to give sensation to the sole of your foot too. So anytime we slide our hand or we touch some part of our body, we're really giving it information. And here you're giving the sole of your foot information that it can spread, it can be lengthened, can support you in a maybe perhaps in a different way. Of course, all of it is without making an effort. So you do what you can, keeping in the range of staying easy and light. So you can go in any direction that helps you to get to the sole of your foot. Okay, and then let it go, please. Oh, continue if you want. That's it. So I'm glad that you're all resting when you need to rest and then coming back to the movement. So, and paying attention when you're doing these movements, what that standing foot is doing. So the standing foot is your support, it's your connection to the ground, and it's your anchor. So the more that you can have your foot really, your knee really over your foot to ground you is helpful. So please again extend your feet, raise your right leg, and this time hold your right ankle with your left hand. And then start to slide your right hand along all the places that your left hand could reach. So see if you could start at your pelvis, going all the way up, along the length of your foot, into the sole, into the heel, feeling the ankle, taking your time at each place. So it's not a fast movement. You really want to sort of explore gently, systematically, easily, so that you can really let your hand, the whole of your hand, feel that whole leg. Breathing freely and lightly. You can lift your head, of course, to help you. And when you lift your head, pay attention to what part you lift, how much of your neck you can lift as well, how much your shoulders can come off the ground. Okay, and then please let it go and rest for a moment. So again, paying attention to your one side compared to the other side. Without looking, can you tell if one side feels longer? You sense the connection up into your back and your shoulder. What's the movement and feeling like at the back of your neck? How much weight is there underneath your thigh and your leg on the ground now? So please stand your feet again. Lift your right leg. But don't lift it straight to the ceiling. Just bend, keep it bent at the knee and bring it towards your chest. And hold the outside arch of your right hand, your right foot with your right hand. So from outside, take your hand on the outside of your knee, hold the outside arch of your right foot with your right hand. So it's toward, you're going to lift it toward your, that's it. If you can't hold your arch, you can hold your pant leg or whatever works. Put your left hand just below your kneecap on your lower leg. So that's it. And you can lift your head if you want to. Use your right hand to start circling your leg, your lower leg and your upper leg in the hip joint. So really thinking about that leg circling, making circles in the hip joint. So your foot is circling, your lower leg is circling. You might get the sense that your knee makes a circle on the ceiling, the plane of the ceiling. So your left hand is resting on your kneecap, but it's your right hand that's making the circles. So make several circles in one direction and then several circles in the other direction. After you've made them in both directions, let that go and rest for a moment. So once again, please stand your feet. Bring your right knee again toward your chest. And this time, let your left hand go and hold the inside arch of your right foot. And put your right hand just on your kneecap, just below your kneecap. Now let your left hand make the circles. So you're circling your knee, but you're also circling your upper leg and your lower leg. You're trying to make this movement of circling in the hip joint. So your pelvis will move a little bit, but it's really, you're trying to isolate the movement in the hip joint, going a little bit in one direction, a few times in one direction, a few times in the other direction. If it's difficult to hold, you can hold somewhere else or you can imagine the movement. Very gently. So it's just trying to get a sense of that leg, rotation of that femur in the hip joint. That ball of the femur is moving in the hip joint. So a few movements, you don't have to do them very quickly, a few movements in one direction and a few movements in the other direction. Okay, and then please pause and rest. So once again, please bend your knees, stand your feet. Bring your right knee toward your chest again. And now bring your arms on either side of your knee and hold each arch, the arch with each hand. So the right hand holds the right arch, the outside arch, the left hand holds the inside arch. And in that configuration, begin to make circles with both your arms and your right foot. Lift your head to help you. That's it. You can always lift your head to help you. So it helps you fold a little bit, brings your knee a little bit closer to you. Maybe lets your hands fold a little bit more easily. And move in one direction a few times. Notice if you're moving your whole body to do this, or if you can really isolate the movement in your leg, in your femur. Few movements one way, a few movements the other way. Notice the difference when you rotate one way compared to when you rotate the other way. Nice. Okay, and then pause that for a moment and rest. Take a moment and just let it all go. Notice how you feel, what you're sensing. What's happening along underneath your leg and in your foot, but also in your back and in your shoulder. So once again, please stand your feet. So now, lengthen your leg toward the ceiling again and see if you can hold the arch of your foot with both hands. So both arches with each hand. Lift your head. So now see if you can have your foot more lengthened toward the ceiling. And now start to make circles on the ceiling with your foot. So do it very carefully so that you're not just rolling your body, you're really isolating the movement in your leg. You can feel the femur in the hip joint. A little bit one direction and a little bit the other direction. Nice and slow and light. And making them a few times one way, a few times the other way. And then when you've explored that and you've had enough, take a moment and bring it down and rest. So notice how you rest on the ground now after doing a lot of movement on the right side. And slowly now, roll yourself in a way that you know how to roll easily now. Slowly roll yourself to a side and come to sitting like you did at the beginning with your legs long in front of you. And what does it feel like to sit now? So what do you notice about each leg on the ground? What do you notice about your alignment from head down to your pelvis and the support through your back? So these, of course, were targeting a lot of your hamstrings, which is what helps you to sit with your legs long on the ground. It also helps you to squat, hamstrings, and walk, and all those other good things. But we started, one of our references here was just having, noticing how we sit like this. And then slowly come to stand for a moment. So before you even take a step, just notice how you stand on each leg. And what you notice in the support that you have under one leg, support that you have underneath the other leg. And then when you start to walk, notice what it's like to walk when you start with your right leg and what it's like to walk when you start with your left leg. What's the connection into your hip joint, into your arms? So what is it like to walk on each foot? And how does your whole back participate? What do your arms do? What does your head do? And then let it go and slowly bring yourself back to the floor. Take a moment to pause on the floor. So we did all those movements on one side. Lie on your back and we'll explore the other side. So just sense what it's like to rest on your back now. So please stand your feet again. And take your left leg now and raise it toward the ceiling. Place your right hand behind your head. And start to slide your left hand along the outer edge of your left thigh, lifting your head with your right hand to help you. Slowly, really feeling the sensation of your hand on your leg. How you slide, how you make that movement, what your hand feels, what it notices. If you can really notice how deeply you're sliding. So which part do you feel? Just the skin? Do you feel the fascia underneath, the muscle fibers, the bone? Like what part do you feel? And how can you imagine for yourself that what you're doing here is lengthening? Letting your hand do the work of lengthening so that your leg gets longer, those muscle fibers get longer, and they start to lengthen. Okay, and then please pause for a moment. So again, bring your right leg toward the ceiling. And now place your left hand behind your head. And let your right hand now slide along the outer edge of your left leg. So it's the outer edge. So you can cross yourself across your body. That's it. Starting at your pelvis, you can start way at the bottom where your pelvis meets the ground. And then along the outer edge and the back, you can include the back of your leg too, so that you can really get at the major hamstrings back there. Pay attention to when it makes sense to exhale. And when you do exhale and inhale, how the air moves into your ribs, how your rib cage responds when it opens, when it contracts. Okay, and then let that go. And rest. So please bend your knees again. Raise your left leg towards the ceiling. Place your right hand behind your head. And let your left hand now slide along the inside edge of your left leg. So again, from your pelvis, all the way up your leg, as high up as you can go, letting your right hand help you lift your head. Just notice how you lift your head, where your heads look to, where your eyes look to. What does it require for you to be able to slide your hand even higher up your leg, closer towards your foot? Do you really stop when you come down? Can you really feel that momentary pause between movements? Lift your head to help you. The idea of lifting your head is to let your shoulders lift, feel your chest folding so that you can reach a little bit higher. Okay, and then pause again. So, bend your knees, please, and stand your feet. Lengthen your left leg toward the ceiling. Hold your left ankle with your left hand. So, if you need to bend your knee to reach it, that's fine. And start to move your right hand along the whole back of your left leg and all the way up to your left, to your right, as your left hand is holding. To your ankle, to your foot, to your heel. Explore inside the inside part of your foot, the outside part of your foot, from above, from around, everywhere where your right hand is holding. You're just trying to explore. Where your left hand's holding, you're trying to explore with your right hand. And when you get to the sole of your foot, just sort of explore, slide your hand from the heel up toward your toes so that you can really feel that whole length of the sole of your foot. And maybe you can feel those bones along the side, those fourth metatarsal bones that we talk about, upon which you can get part of the support, and then the first bone, the first toe. So you're really trying to take your awareness to the three points of support of your foot, your ankle, front of your foot, everywhere. That's it. So it's not just about sliding along the top of your leg, but it's really trying to make the connection really from your shoulders to your foot. Because as you lift your head and you use your hand, it's your hand is an extension of your shoulder. So you're making that connection from your shoulder to the sole of your foot. And then pause and rest. So again, lengthen your left leg. And now hold your left ankle with your right hand. And let your left hand now explore the whole length of your leg, your left heel, inside of your foot, the outside of your foot, the front of your foot. Using your whole hand, not just your fingertips. Really feeling the whole hand so that you can really make this connection from your shoulder all the way through your whole arm and into your whole hand. Really paying attention to your breath. How you breathe is really important. Okay, and then please let it go. And rest. Just let your head move a little bit in case there's some strain in your head from that lifting of it. A little bit from one side to the other. So please stand your feet again. Lift your left leg, but not toward the ceiling. Just bring your knee a little bit toward your chest. Hold the arch, left arch with your left hand from outside, so your knee is inside your hand. Place your right hand below your left kneecap. And before you do anything, just notice where your right foot is standing. So let yourself really stabilize that right leg so that your knee is not wavering. It really is over your foot. And now make this movement of letting your left hand turn your lower leg and your left foot so they can make a circle. So now your foot is drawing, the sole of your foot is drawing a circle away from you, in the plane away from you. Letting the hand, your left hand, be the active circle giver. Your right hand is there on the knee to hold it. And you change, make the circle in a few directions, a few in the other direction. Again, noticing where that right stabilizing foot is. Okay, and then pause that for a moment. And again, let your left leg come towards you, but now put your right hand on the arch of your left foot from between your legs. So take your right hand between your legs, hold the arch of your foot. If you can, have your thumb and your fingers together and your left hand just below your left kneecap. And use your right hand to make this movement of turning your legs. And of course, you can lift your head if you need to. You don't have to make them fast, but make clear, concise circles of your leg so that you can really feel it in the hip joint. So your ball of the socket, the ball of the femur is making circles in the socket. A few in one direction and then a few in the other direction. Clear, concise circles. And whenever you're ready, you can pause and take a break. Again, noticing what comes to mind and what you feel in your body as you rest. So stand your feet again. Bring your left leg to the ceiling now. Hold the arch of your foot with both your hands. So hold your left hand holds the outside arch, your right hand holds the inside arch. Stand your right foot solidly. And now make ceiling circles with your foot directed toward the ceiling. So it's as if now your foot was directed toward the ceiling. Again, try to notice how much of the movement is coming from your hip joint as opposed to just rolling your back. So there will be movement in your back and your ribs, but you want the movement to be from the hip joint. And then do a few in the other direction. Okay, and then pause and rest. So please stand your feet now. Bring both your knees towards your chest. Bring your arms between your legs and hold the arches of both your feet. You tried this at the beginning. We're going to do this again. So bring both your knees towards your chest. Hold each arch. So your knees are out. Your arms are inside your knees. And just start that movement of trying to lengthen your legs again. Like you did at the beginning. You're holding the outside arch of your foot. Your elbows are inside your knees. And just notice if it's a different movement than it was when you began. If you're able to lengthen your legs a little bit more easily. And now move your hands to the outside. So bring your knees inside. Have your arms outside your knees. Sit and see what it's like to do that movement. And see if this one is different than it was when you began. Okay, then let that go. And just lie comfortably. And just notice what's changed to the way your pelvis is resting. Sense your shoulders, your spine, your legs, your chest. Just feel your shape. Just gently roll your head a little bit from side to side. And just feel the differences between what you sensed when you first came to the ground and what you're sensing now. And slowly roll yourself in a comfortable, easy, light way to come to sitting. Again, sitting with your legs long in front of you. And explore what it's like to sit now, compared to the beginning and compared to the middle. So many different things may pop into your awareness of how sitting feels. We explored a few earlier. We explored how your legs rest on the ground. We explored the alignment of your back, where your head was, But something else might come to mind. You might sense something else about how you're sitting. What are your feet doing? What's the rotation like in your legs? Is this a position you can maintain for a few minutes? What's it like to turn and look over each shoulder? So what's the twisting in your back feel like? And then, lovely, and then slowly bring yourself to a standing, to stand. And notice what it feels like to stand. So when you stood in the middle of the class, how did that feel and what's the difference now? And then start to walk around a little bit. And notice what you sense while you walk, what feelings you have, support you get through each foot, what your arms are doing, how your shoulders respond, and generally how your legs help you walk now. Where the movement in your legs, connection to your pelvis, and walk yourself into a nice evening.